Okay, so basically, here's what's going on. So, something happened this week that we've known was coming for a while. Former United Auto Workers President Gary Jones was charged with several federal crimes for allegedly embezzling union dues. He's the 14th person charged in an intertwined series of UAW corruption scandals. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, this leaves the union at a crossroads.
We've been waiting for this announcement ever since this happened last summer.
Our other top story tonight, in an unprecedented move, the federal government is serving search warrants on the homes of not one, but two current and former United Auto Workers Union presidents.
That's Detroit's WDIV-TV, reporting as federal agents descended on the homes of UAW President Gary Jones and former President Dennis Williams. Jones resigned as UAW president in November. Since then, he and the union have been waiting for him to be officially charged. And now that's happened. Jones has been charged with conspiring to embezzle more than $1 million in UAW dues money and spending it on luxury items ranging from golf clubs to cigars. Matthew Schneider is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. He says the conspirators covered up this scheme through fake vouchers and false receipts.
They've repeatedly lied to the UAW accounting staff by disguising their luxuries as payments to outside vendors or meals for UAW officials.
The whole thing leaves many UAW members feeling disgusted.
I think it's unbelievable and it's a disgrace.
That's Sean Crawford. He works at GM's Flint Truck Assembly Plant and has been a UAW member since 2008. Crawford says this reveals something that many UAW members have long felt, that union leaders are out of touch with the needs and values of its membership. Crawford blames that on the opaque and clubby way the UAW selects its leaders, and he wants it to change.
Open up the voting process for the higher officials to make sure that the membership can directly vote for these people.
Crawford is hopeful this spurs a move toward more direct democracy within the union, but he's also worried the corruption scandals will sap the vitality of one of the nation's last remaining powerful unions.
We really need strong, independent leaders now who are not corrupt and have people's interests at heart.
Merrick Masters agrees the UAW needs serious reforms. He's a professor of business at Wayne State University. Masters says the steps union leaders have taken in the wake of Jones's departure aren't enough. He agrees the union needs to change how it elects its leadership.
What happens when you have a situation where there's one party rule, there's a danger of complacency and there's a danger of bureaucracy taking hold.
Master says that's exactly what's happened over the past several decades at the UAW, and the union has become too cozy with the automakers it bargains with on workers' behalf. Master says the UAW has a lot on its hands when it comes to dealing with the full implications of these scandals.
I think which go beyond a few miscreant individuals and raise questions about the institutional integrity of the union as a whole.
Then there's the other major weapon in the government's arsenal, putting the UAW in some form of federal receivership. That's happened in past union corruption cases, most notably the Teamsters. U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says it's not out of the question.
It's one of the options, and we've said that from the very beginning, whether or not federal government oversight of the UAW is necessary.
But Schneider says it would be premature to make that call right now, since the government's investigation is still ongoing. Meanwhile, multiple factors point to Jones pleading guilty, but we know more indictments are coming. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.